Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM in Unalaska. I'm Carlos Tyag. Last week, I talked to Unalaska's graduating class of 2021. We talked about favorite memories, experiences growing up in Unalaska, and what they're doing next. Today, we will hear from Lizzie Tran, Vivian Nguyen, and Kevin Tran.
My name is Lizzie Tran. I've lived in Unalaska for about 18 years, so my whole life. I was born in Anchorage, but I came here when I was about like 3 weeks old. The people and experiences that I've experienced here are just really, really different from just everywhere else. Like, obviously the lower 48 is really different here, but just the people are a lot nicer and it's a very community feeling, and I've never felt more at home. Like, obviously I've grown up here, but I don't think I've ever or will ever reach the point of home feeling like I have here. This is my home, and I feel like that's just a unique experience for myself and for everyone who's grown up here their whole lives.
Do you have any favorite memories or experiences that you had in your high school career?
Probably just all the NYO trips with Janae. She's the best coach and just person to be around. It was obviously nice being on a trip with Janae and just her having so much fun with us and just driving us around town in Anchorage for all the competitions. I started NYO when I was about like in sixth grade, and those years don't really count. So since freshman year, I've always done NYO. So my freshman year, I did scissor broad jump, and that was the only thing I specialized in. But sophomore all the way through senior year, my last year, which is like this year, I did scissor broad jump and 2-foot high kick, which is pretty cool. It was virtual competition online this year, so I didn't really get to see everyone compete, but I know there was a lot of competition around the state because NYO is a very popular sport. I just wish that I would have been able to see everyone compete, because that's like the best part of going to state, is just having unification of all the kids around the state. But competition this year was kind of hard, just missing out on my senior year. And a lot of people feel that way as seniors around the state.
Do you have a favorite memory from your senior year?
Just enjoying things with my classmates, like just hanging out with Kevin, Blad, and just my group of friends. They're definitely making the senior year worth it, because we obviously don't have the most ideal situation in senior year. But just having a good group of friends like my friends, that makes the whole thing worth it and not so bad when you think about it and just experience things with them.
So what's next?
I honestly don't have any clue. My whole high school career has always been, oh, I want to teach kids. But now as a senior, like, really having to think about it and like pursue that career, I'm getting more like questionable about if I really want to do it or not. I guess I could say stay tuned. Right now I'm just going to college with the intentions of going into teaching, but I don't think I'm gonna stick with that career. And I have also been recently thinking about joining the Air Force if school is not really my thing. Having a different environment for a little bit could help me out, and I can always go back to school. But I don't know. As of right now, it's just I'm going to go to college and figure it out from there. I'm going to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I've always had the intentions of being successful, and I've always been the person to fight for the things that I want. So anything that I go through in life, I'm going to fight for it and just continue doing my thing and just fighting for what I believe in and what I strive in. I definitely believe that our world today is kind of struggling a little bit, and I guess like political stances and everything are just a conflict amongst people, and it's easy to push your own views onto people or have your views shadowed by other people. And I've never been a person to just let people walk all over me, just kind of experiencing my own things and not having to explain it to anybody.
What has UCSD or Unalaska done to prepare you?
Definitely just social awareness, in my opinion. Like, there's a lot of diverse people in our community, and there's just a lot of different people with different backgrounds and cultures. And just being respectful to other people is a large part of, I guess, who I am. Like, just being respectful of a person's background and who they are as a person is just very important for me, and I think a lot of people should learn that. And just having an open community to where people can be different, that is also something that's just unique about our community, which is really cool. And I feel like a lot of our kids learn a lot from each other. Having a secluded island like ours, we are forced to hang out with each other and just be friends, whether we like it or not. And I think that's a good thing for people, just to like understand that, like, yeah, we may not be the same people and we may not like each other, but there's a level of respect and community bonding that we need to have a successful community, because we can't just have like a group of people that outshine the other. So just having community awareness and just loving for each other is just very different, and that's what living here my whole life has just taught me.
Is there anything else that you want to say to your classmates, your friends, your parents, your teachers?
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Love you.
My name is Vivian Nguyen, and I've lived in Unalaska for 17 years. I was born in Vietnam, and then we came here afterwards. We went to California first because that's where my grandparents are, and then we came here because my dad was here.
So, you've been going to Unalaska City Schools for your whole life. Do you have any favorite memories?
At the last teen council retreat, my brother ran into a set of bleachers. That was really funny. That, and then when we got stuck in King Cove with like the swim team and student government and volleyball, and we were doing charades and we were all singing like the songs that would pop up on the people's, like on the phone. It was like after the plane accident, so then we were on like the smaller planes, and then we all got stuck. First it was like swimming and volleyball that got stuck for a really long time, and then student government came too, and then we were all scheduled to come back on the same day, but then there was weather issues. Going to school during a pandemic is really weird. Like, not being able to have like pep club assemblies or like our full class together, having to walk on dots in the hallway, like not being able to talk to people like side by side is weird. After we graduate, I'm gonna work or like help out with kids programming at the PCR for a little bit, and then in July we're gonna go on vacation, and then I'm just gonna stay in Anchorage after that and work towards an occupational endorsement certificate in baking and pastry arts for a year to like kind of make more money, like if I get a job afterwards. And then after that, I think I'm gonna try to apply to UW for a bachelor's degree in early childhood education. The last 4 years have, like, I've been involved in a lot of things and, like, been really stressed. And then the occupational endorsement certificate, it's, like, less schooling because I only have classes, like, once or twice a week. And then, like, I could also make more money if I get a job because I have a certificate and, like, training. I thought about coming back here, but I wanted to travel abroad first and see if I could like make a career out of that, or just travel for a couple years and like volunteer to teach. And like, I really like working with kids. Working with the kids at like the after school 360 programming, and then I was also a TA for half a year my junior year. And like being a part of Girl Scouts and being a DAISY leader, I was able to work with kindergartners and first graders every week. And I really like that age group just because like they're kind of curious, but they're really fun and like silly to work with. Seeing the kids every day and kind of seeing how they act each day is kind of different, but then like you see like so many different sides of kids. Like some days they're like really happy and energetic, and then some days they're not having like the best day, but it's nice to like help them, I guess. And it's really fun playing with them because like they cheat a lot, but it's funny. And like teaching them new games that they like sometimes is fun. I think that living in such a small community where everybody knows everybody, it's given me a lot of resources and like taught me how to talk to people that I wouldn't normally talk to because they're the only people I could talk to. Being an active community member and being in programs that are, like Teen Council or Girl Scouts or AIA or like other school events, it like helped me reach out to younger generations as well.
My name is Kevin Tran. I've lived here about my whole life, 18 years. I was born in Tacoma, Washington, but moved here when I was pretty young. My favorite overall memory is my sophomore year, and we traveled for band. And no, it was my freshman year, actually, because Miss Mack was still teaching. And CJ Trinidad, a graduating senior, he was like, oh, don't be a freshman, don't leave your stuff. And then we were traveling to UAA, and then we were doing a head count, and Miss Mack was like, all right, we're good to go. And CJ like just leaves, and we don't know where he is. We're driving to UAA, and we're halfway there, and then he calls me on the van, and he's like, hey, where are you guys? And we're like, CJ, you're a senior. We shouldn't, like, leave you. Like, you're telling us to, like, not do freshman things, but you literally left yourself. And that was probably my favorite memory from the overall high school experience.
What's your favorite memory from your senior year?
I think it'd have to be with Mr. McElderry. He's our IT coordinator. He's taught me a lot about IT in general. And then at the beginning of my senior year, I didn't really know what to do. And now knowing that I can do stuff in IT, he's kind of pushed me towards that direction. So just like the overall IT experience with him has been pretty neat. He taught us how to make Ethernet cords, but I was at a disadvantage because you have to lay things in a certain color and I'm colorblind. And then he taught us how to like wipe hard drives and set up like computers for domains and install stuff. And then we tried troubleshooting, and my first couple of days I like broke a computer, and I can't fix it now. So, but yeah, it's a pretty good experience. Yeah, I feel like it's a really good stepping stone because I didn't know what I was doing. It's just it's just a good experience because I always liked technology, but he kind of like pushed me towards like, you should do this and try it out and try new things. I'm going to work here for the summer, and then afterwards I'm going to attend UAF for a Bachelor's of Science in Computer Science. After obtaining my computer science degree, I want to get like credentials to become a computer technician. I don't know what that entails, but I'll figure it out as time goes on. But I want to come back to rural communities and like offer computer repair services, because I believe that as the world and technology grows, communication is key, and we can't really do that without proper technology and it functioning. Outside of education, I think I just want to like it kind of ties into the education as well, but I want to just travel around the world, just immerse myself in like different cultures. I think it'd be a really eye-opening and fun experience. I think here it's kind of a different school environment where everyone cares, everyone's like grinding to be the top in their class, but it just prepares you mentally for like what you probably would expect in like college classes and stuff. And that's kind of like shown in my work ethic, and then like how far I'll go to like try to obtain financial aid for like colleges and scholarship, because it's just a lot of work, and I think going to school here, being surrounded by a generous community, has really helped with that. Like I said, we have a really generous community, and I think the community like pours a lot into the school and like our other programs like PCR. Like the community is just so involved, and I don't think you can really replicate that experience like somewhere else.
Is there anything that you want to say to your classmates, your teachers, parents, anyone?
Just that I love them. It's a very simple saying, but I think it goes like a lot longer way. I just don't think we hear it enough in our lives. I think it should be said more. I think we see things happen and we'll be like, oh wow, that's cool, but we might not like understand like the hard work that went behind it necessarily. And I think we should just appreciate more things and just like love how they came to be.
You just heard interviews with graduating seniors, Lizzie Tran, Vivian Nguyen, and Kevin Tran. Graduation is coming up this week. The Parade of Seniors will take place at 7 p.m. on Friday. Check KUCB.org for the full parade route. The graduation ceremony will be Saturday at 7 p.m. Due to crowd size limitations, tune in to Channel 8 TV for a live feed of the graduation ceremony. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.